The iRobot Roomba range of Hoovers has a well-documented Roomba open interface, allowing remote control of the Hoover. I will present here the details of this interface and demonstrate an example made by us of integrating the device with an external Wi-Fi module, also allowing connection to the Home Assistant. In the way shown here, you can add wireless connectivity to models that do not normally have it. This modification will also give the possibility of, for example, automatic commands to the Hoover at a given time, etc. This topic was based on the Roomba 780 model, but the solution was also tested on the 500 and 600 series. It is worth mentioning here that not every Roomba model has Wi-Fi from the factory, so it might make sense to play with it. Also important, I made the modification with a colleague from the forum, at DataMrAz. The adventure begins, of course, with reading the documentation. Everything is available on the web, which makes the project shown here ideal fun for beginners. No need to play around with reverse engineering. Yes, as itself, this sometimes I do. We start by reading the introduction. Then we learn the technical details. So let's consider the connector offered to us by the Hoover. We have here primarily a power supply and a UART serial port. This can be used, but the devil is in the details. The power supply here is far from the 3.3 volts required by our Wi-Fi module. It would be tempting to put an LDO regulator here, for example an AMS1117-3.3. But the Wi-Fi module can draw quite a lot of current, even more than 100 milliamps, and the regulator, even allowing for a high input voltage, could heat up. It would be better to proceed more efficiently. Find some kind of step-down converter. The choice on the web is wide, with the UART itself. There is a similar problem. If our Wi-Fi module only supports 3.3 volts levels and not 5 volts, you will need to add a logic level converter. But again, this is no problem. There are ready-made modules for everything. Schematic. Small note. We connect RX to TX and TX to RX, send to receive, and receive to send, unless someone has already swapped the labels in place before. Practice. In the photo above is a CB2S module with BK7231 as we have such in abundance. We run OpenBeacon on it to be able to encode the UART without programming and compiling the batch. The specific model of inverters and converters doesn't matter. We used an ADUM1201, which also isolates, but this is not needed here. Here's a photo from testing, still without CB2S, but with our BK7231 development board. Translate Node MCU. For control, we also have several modes available, including a full mode, full mode. It gives full control of the Hoover, but I'll focus on that elsewhere. Now let's look at the more software side. We have the hardware ready to go. The UART here also has fairly standard settings, baud 1115-200, parity and stop bits as in most applications I encounter. You still need to know what to send, and it's surprisingly simple. Yes, there are not even headers here, no packet lengths. No checksums. We just send individual bytes. There's not much to discuss here. It's certainly easy to do this on many platforms, but we chose OpenBeacon. We already have OTAs, scripts, HA integrations ready there. We have written a simple script to create buttons on the HTTP panel to which we have plugged the upload. We have example scripts in this style on one of our documentation pages, more precisely on AutoExec examples. Into the script, we have moved the basic commands responsible for control and operation of the Hoover. The script creates the following web panel. Of course, the panel is accessible without any problem from a web browser. It's time to fire up our Hoover and see if it still works. This is the final presentation. Everything works satisfactorily. That's it for now. But that was just the first part of the topic. In the second, I will try to expand on the topic, among other things. We are planning to parse the log from the device, baud 1115-200. Here is an example fragment. Improve the cure.